see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that'll wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchful for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show, and you're welcome. This afternoon, I'm going to lay open how the government really works, how it really operates. And today, you have the Operation American Spring kind of moving along. Slowly, 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 this thing is moving along. Maybe tomorrow they'll continue it on or something. I don't know what they'll do. And more people will show because they won't be working. See, work's very important. It's very important. Liberty comes every now and then, you know. Marching for liberty to get Obama out of presidency and all this other stuff. Rah, rah, rah. Three-cornered hats and flintlock pistols and rifles and 1776 and stars and stripes and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Family, they're using that to find out what you got inside, to find out if you're going to march, you're going to walk, wake up or go back to sleep or whatever, so they can bring in the new world order. They're testing the waters, so to speak. After all, they've been doing it now since 1776 in this colony we call America. Colony, it's a United States Incorporated corporation, not a country, it's like Israel, Canada, Australia. We're all colonies of England, always have been, since 1783. Bankrupt, 1789. Put under subjugation for three periods of 70 years each, 1789, 1859, 1929, and supposed to be in a world government by the Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati, Vatican, the whole nine yards of a globalist, all of them, working for the same agenda, sometimes fighting each other because they can't decide who wants to be in power, who's a big honcho, That's what they're always worried about. That's what the reality is. It's not about freedom. It's about secret societies and their desire to want to fulfill Genesis 3:2-2, to become a godlike man. That's what it really boils down to. And control the world government by secret societies. Well, it's not going to happen. Does it sound like a potpourri of subjects I've just mentioned? It's not. It's all part of the same agenda. They're just not telling. They're covering it up with your patriotic fervor to hide the real agenda behind the secret societies. But what the secret societies that's involved in this Operation American Spring and Occupy Wall Street and whatever they come up with is they are going to be executed, every single one, by the Great White Brotherhood using their super soldiers or whatever, their New World Order, will execute every Freemason, every secret society member will be killed. That's a guarantee. They're told that they're going to be the saints in the New World Order. When this world goes to a world government, the evolution of mankind, etc., 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 that they'll be the leaders, the saints in the New World Order. They'll lead others, the goyim. Well, they are being absolutely lied to by a hierarchy with evil that you cannot even imagine in your worst nightmare. And this is documented. This is not, I'm not speculating. I'm not giving you an opinion. This is serious, what I'm talking about. The government works under Freemasonry right now. They're using the Freemasons, the Knights of Columbus, the Knights of Malta, other secret societies of all kinds, give them little rewards and wear an apron with all kinds of doodads on it to keep them all pulled in, give them promises each degree, give them little secrets that they know that other people don't know. That's nothing more than carrots that they give them. To keep them in tune, to use them until they're in total control, the hierarchy, and they are going to kill every single one of them. They will abolish every secret society that's in existence. They have them all laid out. And they will abolish all secret societies. This Operation American Spring, to, what does it say here, May the 13th, says Operation American Spring promises to drive Obama from office this Friday. Well, this Friday. You know, first they got to clean house before they drive anybody out of any office. They got to clean house and get all the Freemasons, all the Knights of Malta, all the Knights of Columbus, all those that's taken a blood oath out of every single office, CEO, government, law enforcement, education system. That's a start. Then they got to get their private investigators, that's not under some secret society blood oath, to search out and vet out all the Jesuits that's infiltrated into the government and into the religion and into the colleges and find every Jesuit that's got a degree and arrest every single one of those murderers. Jesuits, that's where it starts. First, you get rid of the Freemasons out there. Let them recant the blood oath. All the judges that are Freemasons, they must recant. All those that's warlocks, what are you going to do with them? Ooh, y'all. Let's get realistic about this. How can you have a warlock, literally, or ordained, on the judicial bench? How's that possible? Yet we do have majority, a lot are, under some blood oath. That's contrary to any law. You can't have an unbiased judge when he's under a blood oath. That's insane. Then you got to get rid of maritime law. They've told you about that yet? No, maybe. Has anybody talked about that in Operation American Spring to eliminate maritime law in the court system? Man, you got a lot of cleaning up to do. Obama, he's a small potato. You got a bigger picture going on. Nobody's looking at this realistically. It's almost silly. getting rid of Biden, getting rid of Obama, what are you going to do? Who are you going to bring in? Where's the replacement? Who's going to replace him? Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. That's another secret society member. Rand Paul. He's a peanut under the tree. He's just another apple fell off the tree of the Rosicrucians. Come on now. Let's talk reality, not all this rah, 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 you know, and three-cornered hats and the flintlock rifle here and seven. Oh, it's so silly. You know, it really is. You got self-styled revolutionary patriots plan to converge on Washington, D.C. this week. It's to drive President Barack Obama and disloyal lawmakers out of office. And you're going to replace it with who? They mention Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, family. That's like you fall and break your leg in some kind of strip mall. And then you sue the cashier behind the one doing the cashiering, and you sue the one that's cleaning the windows and the shoe shine boy. You sue them instead. These people, Biden, Harry Reid, these guys are nothing but throwaway, man. Let's go for the gusto. The secret societies, all those, removal of all those that are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Freemasons, and those on the bench that are warlocks, you find out who they are. All those that are Jesuits, find out who they are and get rid of them. Start clean. That's a start. Then what you'd have is probably nobody in the office at all, nobody even eligible. Yeah, that's what you'd have. Now that's reality. Activists say they expect 10 million to 30 million like-minded Americans to join Friday. 10 to 30 million. Well, maybe they've had a few hundred, maybe. I don't know. How many has been there today? Maybe tomorrow there'll be just, the roads will be completely tied up. There'll be, you know, there'll be, I lived in D.C. Where they're going to put all the cars and the buses and bathroom facilities and medical and police and National Guard and 10 buck two Elmer Fuddites. I mean, where are you going to put all these people? Where are you going to handle them? Really, this is, it's patterned after, of course, Occupy Wall Street, which was funded by the Rockefellers, and Arab Spring protest, which probably was faked anyway. So, and then to talk about Clive Bundy, that was a test case of Bundy, who's Illuminati anyway. They've ratted out on their own fellow Nevadians. You know, this is so silly. Almost not even worth talking about. Tea Party, everything's in this little article here, talking about the rah, rah, rah stuff. You know, there's things to do. You know, it's almost not even worth talking about. It really isn't. Every political persuasion, rich, poor, every color, all ages, men, women, liberal, conservative, independent, unemployed, and so on and so on. And then down below here, just some big black bold letters. You've got this town's white, and make sure it's in the article, police official calls Obama that N-word. Even worse than that. Wow. So, a little timing there, huh? Separate the colors now of the cultures again. Where's Martin Luther King when you need him? You see how they're doing this, and you got this white police officer who's some town sheriff or whatever, I don't know, Robert Copeland or something. Police commissioner, 82 years old, and white. He's white, oh, you may, but white. And he called President Barack Obama the N-word. Now, when you start reading this, that's going to start dividing it, the people, because they're going to make this article. This town is like 94% white, 1% black, and they make sure everybody in the United States reads this article. And so they'll see that the black folks are minority, to say the least. So that means everybody in America that reads this article will stand. So you're all divided again. See, really good timing, isn't it? I wonder if he's taking a blood oath himself. Then May 16th, oh, that's today. Article came out, anti-Semitism fuels the Jewish repatriation. Here we go. The anti-Jew thing going on. Anti-black, anti-Jew, anti-white, anti-anti-anti, to divide and separate. Family, the media is perfectly controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. Confirmed, going back to 1915, even 4 years before the CFR was formed. J.P. Morgan controlled 25 of the major newspapers and assigned editors to each one of them. And from then on, he passed on the baton of media control to the Rockefellers in 1921. They controlled it through the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati in the United States. I don't believe in the Illuminati, you say. Really? Well, look on a website called Council of Foreign Relations. There they are. That is the Illuminati. You see, I deal in reality, not this frivolous mumbo jumbo. Good gracious alive. When are people going to wake up? I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to talk today about how the government really operates, the reality of it. Some people's not going to like what they hear today, but I'm not really concerned about that. If you want to challenge it, you're free to do so. It's not a problem at all. I cannot deal. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I'm a cat. We got out as a captain 12 years and joined for one reason in 1972, 73. Only reason I joined was to fight for my country, and hopefully I wanted to go to Vietnam. Can you believe that? That's the only reason I joined. I had no other reason to join. And my plan, if I lived through it, my plan was in my life then was to, if I came back alive or whatever, if I didn't, well, there, my life, my country, so what? There you go. If I came back alive, my plan was to be an ocean archaeologist, or if I didn't pan out too well, highway patrolman. I had all these thoughts and plans in college and all this. So I became a Marine officer, and I said, oh, I like this lot better. So I went ahead and augmented, became a regular officer, and wanted to make a career out of it. I've never been politically correct, nor will I ever be. So that kind of interferes with your career on occasion when you're outspoken and other reasons. So my pattern lasted 12 years. I'm retired now, but you see, I joined one reason to fight for my country. I love my country. Patriot. I didn't want to just be quiet about it. I wanted to go kill somebody for it. You want to come over here? Want to go over there? Mess with us? We'll kill you. Any questions? It's simple as that. That was my thoughts then. Until I found out after I got out of the Marine Corps and then was assigned to Saudi Arabia and government tracks and Congo and Kosovo, Yugoslavia, over a 12-year period of, I started seeing things I didn't understand. I started seeing things that, wait a minute, why are we working with the Albanian mafia? What's going on here in Kosovo? Why are we letting Al-Qaeda run around free in this region I'm security manager for? What's going on here? Why are we protecting Al-Qaeda? You see, oh yeah, Kosovo, absolutely. No question about that. Why are we working both sides with advisors on the terrorist side and advisors on the Macedonian government side? Why are we working both at the same time? There's a problem here. You know, in the Congo, we're trying to get four countries together. I was a project manager for intelligence project, the State Department, in the Republic of the Congo. And we got our hands on all the knickers. And Saudi Arabia, I went over there to help secure American advisors' quarters with when I was operations officer. November 95, 96 to 99. I was the first one in Kuwait to set up the civilian security after the military pulled out in 94. I've been in these places. I've seen what they do. I've been in the middle of a lot of stuff. And I didn't understand, well, this is not what I expected. So my eyes started opening up. And voila, I discovered the Illuminati, discovered Freemasons, I discovered how the government really operates. And now, on my level, I'm trying to expose it as much as I can. I don't fear these people, but, you know, nobody listens. They're all tied up in this mumbo-jumbo, being lied to all our lives, all our history. We try to expose it, people say, oh, I don't believe that. We're a conspiracy theorist. It's not a theory. It's reality. You don't see the evidence? No, I don't want to see that. Yeah, I didn't think so. It's going to come out of the closet. It's coming out. This American Spring, they're testing the waters. Seeing what you got. If it doesn't pan, if nothing pans out, they're going to make something happen. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and launch into it. Oh, I got a lot to talk about today. Of course, that would work because I do have a two-hour broadcast. So if I said, well, I just don't have nothing to talk about today, that wouldn't go over so well. But I got a lot of facts, a lot of details to cover with you. And it's usually it's going to be controversial, you know, I guess. To me, it's not. To me, it's slam dunk. And the evidence is there. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. We lift up to you today. We dedicate today to you, Lord, that we will follow, we'll come out with, Lord, what's going on today in these days and times. We, Father, we ask you, send the Holy Spirit down here to guide us along, give us that wisdom and give us discernment and divide the word, true word of God with us, Lord, that we'll be able to see through the deception that's going on today. Lord, we lift up to you our families that need healing. We lift up to you the individuals we've prayed for here in the past that have family situations that, Lord, need your guidance and advisement and healing and family members. We lift up to you here in this past. That, Father, you answer those prayers, Father, if it be your will. Lord, to guide us today to open the eyes up of those in Washington, those that's marching to protect them, Lord, in the blood of the Lamb. To use this time when people are together to open their eyes with wisdom, discernment, and cool heads. And Lord, to expose those that reveal ill intent. Expose who they really are. Expose those in the leadership that are there with ill intent. Expose them to who they really are. And Lord, to raise up those inside these marches, those inside this planning that they have the courage to speak out the truth. Father, we pray for the protection of these veterans, Lord, from hearing those voices in their head, the technology that's being used. Father, to silence those voices and destroy that technology that they're using. And Father, to render null and void the effects of those psychotropic drugs in their system. And protect them with a blanket of your love, the blanket of your power, Lord, from this ELF, the microwave technology that's being directed toward them, that, Lord, you tear it up and destroy it. Father, we know you can do it, but, Father, we pray that you'll do this and destroy their facilities that they use to carry out these voices and carry out these attacks on not only Americans, but American veterans as well. Lord, protect these veterans from these thoughts they get that are projected into their heads through this technology that they don't even know about. Father, we pray for those that are being sought after and abducted for these Wicca witchcraft, these rituals they perform, that, Lord, you shut them down and you strip the protection of these Wicca. You strip the protection of Illuminati and all their families and you cause them to derision and division among themselves. And, Father, among these to bring out whistleblowers and bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts that, Father, they'll have the courage to come out of these families and tell the truth and to pray against their own families and divide them up in the wheat and the tares. That, Lord, only through your Holy Spirit can that bridge be reached. And Lord, we pray for these men of God out here, Lord, that they'll shed away the blood oaths they've taken, or, Lord, they'll bring up the true word of God in the King James Bible, that, Lord, they'll renounce the Bibles they're using as heresy and take in the King James Bible, Lord, because it's the only word of God that we have. And, Lord, so much deception is going on in churches today. Father, we call for that truth, the spirit of truth, to come in. And to put on that full armor of God, Lord, that we prayed for so many times. That, Lord, only through this pure armor of God can we find a way through this muck. To put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the sandals of peace. To wear on the shield of faith. To put on the helmet of salvation. In our hands to carry the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is only the King James Bible, Lord. We know this. Father, to expose those fallen angels, to expose those frauds of this extraterrestrial nature that they're talking about, to expose the lie, Father, and show them the truth. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, the first thing to know is that we are not a country. We are a corporation, like Walmart. And a corporation requires a president. That's why they call it president. The real structure, power structure of the world is based only in kings, queens, princes, and whatever of that nature. It's all in that royalty. That is the real royal bloodlines. A president, prime minister, etc., man, they're nothing but a dime a dozen. They're presidents of corporations, low-level controllers. The Vatican, controlled by Pepe Orsini, the great pope, who's under control of the Committee of the 300, the Roman Illuminati, Italian, German, and whole list of other houses they've got. That controls the world. That's the reality. Freemasons are going to be cannon fodder once they have, once the Brotherhood, the Great White Brotherhood, which there's three, the Black Brotherhood, the Red Brotherhood, and the Great White Brotherhood, and don't look at it from a color of skin, it's simply the occultic colors arrangements of which they call themselves, the 3 degrees of the Black Brotherhood moves up the Red Brotherhood, and then the Great White Brotherhood, the Black Brotherhood of the Satanic Regions, the Satanic Followers, the Red Brotherhood is a communistic group, and the White Brotherhood of the highest of the hierarchy that controls everything below in this world. And they all lose. It won't be by mankind. It won't be some revolution or some kind of march or any of that stuff. That's not going to do it at all. It is literally only going to be solved through Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about religion. Religion is, all religions are bunk, including Christianity. Christianity is not of God. Christianity, in fact, has so many different sects, S-E-C-T-S. Which one of them is God? You have a family, right? You have a typical mother, father. It's a nuclear family. You got, I don't know, 4 kids of varying ages. Now, that mother and father has a certain set of rules. Now, a 21-year-old that still lives in the house has more latitude than the 8-year-old or 12-year-old, right? But you still have a basic discipline that each one of them has been through. The 21-year-old that still lives at home had to go through the same age, 8 to 12, restrictions as before as the other ones, right? But now let's say that you have those 8 to 12, and you have one at 8 and one at 12 years old, about the same degrees of control and discipline, being a certain time, don't go here, don't go there, blah, 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 all that. And yet the child at 13 or 12 says, you know, I don't agree with this. This is not what I believe. An 8-year-old says, well, I believe something else too. And the 21-year-old says, well, I'll do what I want to do in this house. And they all have different ways of looking at it. How's that going to go over? Not too well, I don't think. If you require something of the 19-year-old, 21 can do, 19-year-old can't, you can have a problem of consistency. Are you going to say to each one of them, now each one of you all, just write out what, you know, your discipline areas are and submit it to your dad and my, and the mother says, and we'll consider your plan of control and we'll honor it. Is that going to be okay? No, it's not. Not a nuclear family. Well, we're in the same situation. We have one father. He's so vast, so big that, you know, God that big, this vast, it's bigger than the universe itself, came down here as Jesus Christ in the flesh to work with you, to work with us, to step down. And then to comfort us, that's the wife, the mother, he has the Holy Spirit. And no, the Holy Spirit's not female. But it's a comforter. And there's one set of rules, and that's King James Bible. So I can have different Mormon, inherit your planet, Hindu, you reincarnation. Just pick what, it doesn't work that way. If we can pick our own religion, pick our own belief system, then who's to judge a rapist or a murderer? Really? Karma? There's no such thing as karma. It's nonsense. Where's karma? Never met karma. I've met a karma. I've met a couple of karmas, but in my life, you get the phone number, address, call them up. Hey, karma, how you doing? Yeah. But the karma they're talking about, it's not there. You see? So who's the judge, rapist, and murderer? That's his religion. What's your religion? Well, I'm a murderous. Oh, okay. Can I leave now? Let me get out of here. You know, before you want to carry out your theology on me. Who's to judge them? Nobody to judge them. We make up our own as we go along. What are you? I'm a vegetarian. I worship my apples and I worship my tomatoes. They help you much? Well, it tastes good on sandwiches. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Who's religion? Who's the, you know, actually you do have folks that want to marry their computer, mocking God's institution. Want to marry their pet dog. And they have. You got the one that wants to marry his computer, has a porno on it. Porno. Seriously, this is not tabloid. This is real. Went before a court. Court turned him down. Now that's unfair. If you got a woman going to marry her dog, what's the difference between a dog and a computer? This is, you see, I'm being a little facetious, but that's actually what they've done. It's actually a court case. A woman won to be able to marry her dog. Some other man wanted to marry his dog. The man that wanted to marry the computer actually happened. It's to mock God's institution of marriage. This actually taking place. And the falling away. Oh, yeah. It's on the way. And they're testing the waters. Man, we're right almost there. So, what do you do? So now everybody's going to read Towns' white policeman calls Obama the N-word. How obvious is that? For programming. You see, that's what they're doing. More of us than them. Mm-hmm. When they start dividing folks, let's see what we got here. Oh, my goodness. Look at there. And you're wondering, what's he looking at? Can't see me, can you? Oh, my. I do a litmus test. That shows my age, don't it? What you say? What's a litmus test? Oh, looky, looky, looky. I'm going to tell you here in a minute. I'm having fun here. I'm going to tell you oh, my gosh. Look at what we got here. This is amazing. This is so obvious. I'm going to tell you here in a minute. Y'all having fun? This is almost ridiculous. Okay, here's what you do. Good gosh almighty. I'm already at about 7 pages. Let's go to 11. Let's jump to 11 pages on the internet. Okay, it goes up. Also, you've got Paula Deen in there, of course. Okay, it stops at, good gosh, 11, almost 50, 60. Yep. About the 9th page when you do a search in Yahoo. There it is. I put in the search bar. Town's white police officer calls Obama the N-word. I put it in the search bar, and then I do click, and I watch how many articles, newspapers, it hits just on the Yahoo search. Family, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 70 or 80. They put this thing out throughout the United States, so everybody will see this so-called white cop. He's got this smug look on his face. Calling Obama the N-word. This is so silly, it's not even funny. So they put this thing out. So everybody across the United States will read about this one Freemason named Copeland, whatever, that's appropriate. Police commissioner calling Obama the N-word. This is almost like five-year-old kids playing a game with a loaded 357 Magnum. It's really like, this is abomination. This is insulting the American people to manipulate our thinking, to divide us up like this using the media, and nobody's saying a darn word. But they're reacting. You read the chat on it. You read the comments, and they're falling for it. Everybody, they don't see this as manipulation. This is the purpose of it. It's to manipulate the public. Why can't you call it for what it really is? Manipulation. And ignore it. Or, yeah, go ahead and get him out of there because he's probably, you know, he's part of this agenda. You understand what I'm saying here? This is how I do it. This is I follow up with these articles and find out which one of them are being used for my manipulation. I don't like being manipulated. I don't know about you all. I don't like it. And this is almost silly. You see? Man, they really plastered this thing all over the United States. Big time. At the same time, they're having that march. Now you see my complaint here? It's not because he called him the N-word, which is stupidity anyway. But it's the act of them manipulating us through the media. Now, I'll give you some evidence. Evidence is The Rockefeller File by Gary Allen. '76, he says, and I quote, "With money, the Rockefellers gained control of the media. With the media, the family gained control over public opinion. With control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. And with control of politics, they're taking control of the nation." Now, if y'all want to be manipulated, go for it. I'm not going to. I refuse to be manipulated by these idiots. In 1915, a congressional record proves the conspiracy between the powerful business and media interest. And I quote, a congressional record. In March 1915, the J.P. Morgan interest, the steel, shipbuilding, and powder interest, and their subsidiary, remember this, by the way, I'm going to tell you something else here in a minute, and the subsidiary organizations got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States and sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. Congressional records continue. They found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers. This policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of the interest served, unquote. That's in Congressional Records, 1915. And in 1991, in Baden-Baden, Germany, an actual quote by David Rockefeller in a Bilderberg meeting said, and I quote, "We're grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings, respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years," unquote. John Swinton, his former chief of staff of the New York Times, and was honored at a New York Press Club in 1953. So in a toast of that meeting, here's what he stated, and I quote, John Swinton, S-W-I-N-T-O-N, former chief of staff of the New York Times. He said, and I quote, "There's no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it and I know it. There's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions. And if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper I'm connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out in the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinion to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon." That's the demon of money. "And to sell his country, his race, for his daily bread. You know it and I know it. And what folly is this toasting an independent press?" I love this guy, I tell you. Anyway, "We're the tools and vassals for rich men behind the scenes. We're the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Unquote. How's that for how government really is? That was 40 years before that quote by Rockefeller. So it shows continuity for 40 years. From 1953, when this guy said this, to 1991. That confirms it. You want to challenge it? Go on ahead if you want to. Charles Beard complained about the overt censorship of non-establishment writers in 1947. And it was then, about 1945, when they targeted the United States for destruction. And Canada. It's 1923. But 1923, they discovered it in an investigation in Canada of corruption in the Coast Guard. And during the investigation of corruption, a commission out of Canada discovered a plot to destroy both the United States and Canada as nations. They hid it under, I got some of the details. Goes back to the 1920s. Actually, it goes back before that, but these are documented cases. H.H. Stevens was the lead in this investigation in Canadian Customs and Excise Service and corruption, 1923 to 25, and they discovered this plot to destroy both the United States and Canada's nations. And this result was hidden, put away. In 1947, it was then obvious that the establishment did not want the truth about World War II to get to the public. I've talked about that before. So these censored writers were denied access to government documents and records. Beard said the following, quote, "The Rockefeller Foundation and Council on Foreign Relations, Council on Foreign Relations, intend to prevent, if they can, a repetition of what they call in vernacular the debunking journalistic campaign following World War I. Yeah, they screwed up there a little bit. Anyway, they translated, continuing quote, "Translated into precise English, this means that the Foundation and the Council do not want journalists or any other persons to examine too closely and criticize too freely the official propaganda and official statements." Yeah. "Relative to our basic aims and activities during World War II. So, my question is to y'all, how many stories have you seen about the most influential group in U.S. foreign policy making, the Council of Foreign Relations? None. If the majority of Americans have access to good health care, which we don't, and they're happy with it, why does the majority think we have a health care crisis? We do now, don't we? All of a sudden, just about the time that a Hitler-driven national health care bills come up. I don't know, it's Obama. No, it's Hitler. Then it's Clinton's. Now it's Obama. And they never stop trying, do they? We brought Hitler over in 1945-46, and 10,000 Nazis, specialists, into America that set up the CIA, NASA, von Braun, in Operation Paperclip. Isn't that a hoot? Could it be all the statements and expressing the point of view that CFR journalists like Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, David Brinkley, McNeil and Leather, whatever, they're Illuminati members. They're members of the CFR and Illuminati. Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, David Brinkley, da-da-da-da-da-da. No, but simple-minded Illuminati members, Council of Foreign Relations. That's what they were. And I ask you again, why did the media unanimously tell us that the gun control bill back in the 1990s, H.R. 4296, only outlawed 19 semi-automatic weapons when, in fact, nearly every gun that shoots bullets is included in the legislation? It's because they knew the truth would turn the public sentiment against their agenda. Now, that being said, how about this? This is you heard this before, but I think now is a good time to play it again.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean,
a special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Right there, slam dunk. Cheney, cousin to Bush and Romney and Dole, they're all cousins. Do you all know that? Do you know that, that Romney is cousin of Bush, Cheney, Dole? They're all cousins. I mean, literally, blood cousins. They're part of the Merovingian bloodline. Queen Elizabeth II bloodline. Oh, yeah. Every president's the same bloodline. They're appointed, never elected. Boy, that should get your attention. That should rile you up awful much. This is confirmed. Now, they want you to know this, too, because they want you to see the worthlessness of government. Now, let me tell you why. They're controlled opposition on the news media today and alternative news. While they're telling you how evil the government is, we got to do this and do that and replace the government. With what? They're never telling you what to replace it with. They never tell you, right? Who are you going to replace it with? They never tell you. We got to rise up. We have a tyrannical government. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, what's your solution? They never tell you. You got Rick Joyner, Knights of Malta, high level, praying that God, praying for a revolution. Nobody's touching him because he's a Knights of Malta. General Boykin's on your side. He's a Knights of Malta. Don't anybody see this? I mean, oh, man. How come people can't see this? It's starting to frustrate me a little bit. You know, it's almost ludicrous. It's almost ridiculous. You tell people and they say, well, okay. Oh, Andy Griffin's on this afternoon. We're going to watch TV. You going to watch it with us? Well, I'm going to a golf game in Hilton Head this weekend. I don't play golf. I wouldn't play if somebody paid me money to. But heading off to golf this weekend, yeah, going to Hilton Head. Tell me about how Operation Spring works out or whatever. Some of them don't even know what we're talking about. Have no clue. Don't the ones in the secret societies realize when they lie? Don't they realize it? Doesn't that work on their soul? Doesn't those that play these tricks like Beck and Hannity and Limbaugh and O'Reilly that work for the Illuminati, don't they get tired of acting, making fake tears? Oh, I got a video of that showing how it's making fake tears and all this other crying on cue and all this other silly mess. I mean, don't they get tired of this? I mean, don't that work on their soul a little bit? I don't know. I don't see how they do it. I really don't. I've been broadcasting now about 5 years, and I've never really, I mean, I've brought out a lot of stuff, I guess, but there's five a five-step program I've never really covered in its entirety. I've covered bits and pieces of it and so forth, but I've got extreme details of the five-step process of what they're designed to change the world. I've never really covered it in extreme detail in my 5 years. I've covered bits and pieces of it, and it's almost impossible to cover all of it, but I could do it in a three-hour program. But step number one, their plan of the social engineers and self-appointed social engineers of the Illuminati, which encompasses quite a bit of organizations, the Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the United Nations, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Gorbachev Foundation, and a few other Council of National Policy, there's others that's trading off there, that meet together in a round table group that's talked about in Morals and Dogma, Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. Carol Quigley is an inspiration to Billy Bob Clinton. He's very high up. He talks about it openly. But I put together in research the kind of a summary, and also got information from, good Lord, 25 authors, some that people have never heard of, Robert Conkeby and David Nicole, Gary Kaw, Bill Cooper. Just a whole list of William G. Carr, Nesta Webster, just a whole laundry list of real truth tellers, not the people that got today. Today it's all subjugated. The five-step program to change the world, number one, is to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. It's not about religion. It's about reality, what they're doing, to break it down. And number one is to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. I've got a list of efforts that they've made and articles and stuff that show you they're doing it. It's slam dunk. It's virtually irrefutable. Number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. It's there. I got the quotes. I got dates, names. Whole nine yards. They have to dismantle the family. So what are they doing to dismantle the family? And you list it. The articles, the efforts, the same-sex marriage, the feminist movement. All that's designed. A lot of it's funded by the Rockefellers. I mean, in meetings and councils, committees. I got testimony by individuals that confirm it. Some of them have been killed one way or another. Number three, discard the Constitution and the Republic, which is established. Oh, that's done almost 70, almost 80 years ago. The Constitution was rendered null and void in a court ruling, federal court ruling, 1938 even. Constitution was never meant to be carried out in the first place. Constitution was brought in by the Illuminati to use it as a weapon. Oh, but you never heard that before. It was patterned after the Magna Carta. I got it documented, man. I'm not just making this up. I got listed in an Illuminati textbook called Signs of Christ by Harold Belliaz, 1977. They talk about the Magna Carta and the Constitution that they're using for their benefit, using for their agenda. They created, that's why the Freemasons brought Boston Tea Party wasn't Indians, and that was Freemason Lodge. Majority of the founding fathers were deists and Freemasons. Feminist history books are worthless. Discard the Constitution. Tompkins v. Erie versus Tompkins. 1938. Little known court case confirms Constitution discarded. And then the National Defense Authorization Act, well, actually the War Powers Act was a model for it. FDR, another yahoo, he tried a dictatorship in 1939, 1940. That failed to happen. So did Nixon, 1972, 74 dictatorship. They both failed. You got this now, how government really works? Discard the Constitution. We've never had democracy. They made sure we never did, according to March the 4th statement, 1939, by FDR. Not counting what Bush said about it. Nothing but a piece of paper. One of his, it was his quote. He said something else about it, but I ain't going to repeat it. Number four, destroy the American free enterprise system. That was discovered in 1923-25. In that Canadian investigation by H.H. Stevens under Canadian excise and the results I don't have it in front of me, top of my head, I'm talking today. Canadian Excise Service, corruption, export and excise. And they found a plot to destroy both the United States and Canada's nations. Full-fledged today. It's going full steam ahead. Destroy the American free enterprise system. And five, that actually began in 1945. In action. 1920 was hidden. We got a little busy after that. Direct our attention, number five, is direct our attention toward the United Nations, which is designed to drag us and, if necessary, drug us into a global government for which it was established. In each one of those areas, those five areas, I got details. That's what's really going on. That's where our government really operates. Hillary Clinton said back in the 90s, the major goal of the Clinton administration, this is 1993, the major goal of the Clinton administration is remaking of the American way of politics, government, indeed life. Let us be willing to remold society by redefining what it means to be a human being in the 20th century, moving into the new millennium. See, they had planned on a new world order by the year 2000. Wesley Clark, Powderpuff Clark, a Rhodes Scholar, Cecil Rhodes, provides a scholarship for all those Cecil Rhodes Scholarship members, and all of them, no matter who it is, are all Illuminati and work against Americans. If you're a Rhodes Scholar, shame on you. Oh, look it up on your own. Go for it. Oh, please do. I challenge you to. Cecil Rhodes, J.P. Morgan, Cone Simpson, a historian, wrote, and I quote, Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British Lord, First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and Company. Before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow the Dupe Wilson, and that's not there, but I'll continue, that it would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single English-British escort ship to abandon Lusitania. Now a set in dock, it was sunk by three German U-boats, and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on Lusitania called it the, quote, foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the high seas, unquote. Now that was 1915, right? Well, not 6 years later, guess what? FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor to do the same thing. went like clockwork. He galvanized Americans to fight World War II, as planned before 1873 by Albert Pike. You see how government really works? Nothing has changed. 911, inside job, it's the understatement of the year. As a Freemason, Knights of Malta, the Druids, secret societies. A Freemason, dedication of the cornerstone of the World Trade Center, September 11th, 1966. That those towers were built to come down. Those towers were built as a sacrifice for their god Moloch and Lucifer. That's who did 911. In the right time, they were looking at the year 2000 as a new world order. They planned a long time ago for that to happen. The two towers represent the two towers, the two columns of Boaz and Jachin that you find in every Mason lodge. That's what the two towers represent on a larger scale. It involves the supernatural and opening up portals. Demonic in the worst case. When I do research, I do deep research, not just piddle paddle. This is how government really is. So now let's go back to what I said, an hour ago. Now you understand when it says Towns white police official calls Obama the N-word, and then they plaster it all over the United States. So we'll see it, white and black will read it, and the division will start. And we'll all discuss this. People at standing in line or in the office, in the water table, or they start dividing up. The white will see the black and say, yeah, you know, and the black will see the white, yeah, you. Because they identify the white with this ridiculous commissioner, whatever his name is. I expect him to belong to Westboro Baptist Church, but I guess he don't. Oh, guess what? Oh, this is too much. I just noticed this. This commissioner, residents call for Wolfboro Police Commissioner resignation. Yeah. See, they got to dig it up. Wolfboro, Westboro, Wolfboro. Bow wow. This is ridiculous. This is ludicrous, silly, nonsense that just fires me up. You know, Copeland, I wonder. You know what I'm wondering, don't you? How close he is to Copeland, that evangelist, who's a Freemason, by the way. Like Joyce Myers, who's the Eastern Star. Family, is all connected to an agenda that would just boggle your mind if you knew the entire layout of this thing. And they're not done. Anti-Semitism fuels the Jewish repatriation. Whew. For an increasing number of Jews throughout Europe, the threat of persecution, smoldering hatred, and growing anti-Semitism has them planned, or at least considering, immigration to Israel. Now there comes, just a tad bit linking into prophecy, by the way. I will concede to that. Jewish survivors of Hitler's Holocaust, which happened. Students of the events leading to the massacre of 6 million Jews. And this was over a long period of time, by the way. Oh, I know, you got these programs out here and shows that, I'm Dr. Benatz from the whatever, and I got a book. I went over there, and we looked at the furnaces, and they get all this nonsense on these shows, and say, oh, the Holocaust never happened because the furnaces weren't this, that, and the other. It didn't have scratches on the walls and all this and all that. All that's a bunch of nonsense. It did happen. These cowards wait until all the World War II veterans are dead, the eyewitnesses to it. Then they scrap up the photographs and get rid of them to show it never happened. They even have, in some schools the past 2 months, for kids in the lower level, the grade schools, to write papers on how the Holocaust didn't happen. See, they used it when it was necessary. Now they're getting rid of it to say they all lied. See, it's all about division. They want to find those Hebrew Israelites. That's what they want to do. They want to find the Hebrews. The fake Jews in Israel today, it's a fake Jews in Israel. Not, hey, somebody should educate Hagee on this. Those aren't the real Jews. The Star of David is the cultic sign. It's based on the occult. So is our pentagrams on our flag. The Islamic flag is even worse. It's got the moon god, the half moon, and the star is Lucifer. Morning Star Ministries, Morning Star on the flag. Our flag has 50 pentagrams, and the Star of David is a second hexagram. Whew. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back real soon. We're seeing bits and pieces of prophecy coming true, though. Psalms 83, 1967, Israel. Partially fulfilled. Partially. Not completely yet. But the Jews are heading back. It's all being prepared. Things are falling into place. Some of these other articles I found, just to make women look silly, to try to shame people and what they look like. Here's, and this is about the third or fourth, fifth article I've read. Quote, Mom's Body Image Documentary Will Make You Embrace Your Flaws. Showing a woman who is pregnant, overweight, and all that. And then it shows her when she's now slim, trim, and petite and all that. Before and after, and then back again. So that when people look at this, women look at this and say, oh, I look like that. And that's what it's supposed to look like. What's going on here? It's putting people down by design. Make us love our bodies. What about our soul and our spirit? Isn't that what you end up with anyway? This is what they do. It's all in the media. One big control. Now, and the part about Israel, they got to set up the Third World War. That's going between Islam, not the Ukraine, that's not World War III, for goodness sakes, and China, that's not even World War III, even if there is a war. A nuclear exchange, that's still not World War III. World War III, as documented by Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, in his letter to Manzini, 1871, I believe it was, the Third World War is between Islam and political Zionism and countries on either side to fight each other into a complete state of exhaustion, mentally, spiritually, morally, financially, everything, and the old Roman Empire will rise out of that ash. That is the great Babylon yet to come. The Babylon is the system, but the great Babylon will emerge. The daughter of Babylon is Israel. Turned her back on God a long time ago with Judaism, the Talmud, and all this other nonsense. Totally evil, just like the Talmud, just like the Quran. Just like these corrupted Bibles we have. The King James, only true word of God in the face of the planet. There is no other. With extreme evidence to prove that. Now you see how I have a controversial broadcast on occasion. And I can prove it. Otherwise I wouldn't say it. But family, be looking for, I will concede that we're heading toward a true collapse of the U.S. dollar at some point in time. And I'm certain you'll know when it happens. When? I don't make predictions. I just know that you'll know it when it happens. When your life has changed, that's when people will march. Mm-hmm. We're fat and happy, complacent. This is going to watch the march and D.C. or whatever. I don't advocate marching at all. They're going to get your facial recognition and all this and all that. Remember I told you all, my regular listeners, I'd mentioned before, they're going to pull out the hat once again. There it is. Oh, we're back at it. Do you all remember these mailbox labels? Remember I was mocking it and so forth, that I said, they're going to come back with this, you know, blue label and red label and yellow label and all this on your mailbox that shows who they're going to arrest. You know, everybody says, look at your mailbox. It's got a blue dot. Oh, they're going to come get you. The red dot. Oh, you're going to die tomorrow. So everybody goes out and looks at their mailboxes for the little dot, the blue dots that when FEMA comes along to collect you up. So they got this red dot. So all the, you know, the mercenary groups come up. All right, check his mailbox. What color is on the mailbox? It's a red one. Okay, bring him out in the yard and kill him. Okay, what's that one? It's a yellow. Oh, just take him to the FEMA camp and reeducate him. Okay, you see? And my my comments were, well, if you find this blue dot, you know, a red dot, man, just take the darn thing off and go down to Staples and get you a white one or something. You know, or if you don't like your neighbor, just put it on his mailbox. How silly is that? You don't think they don't have address, photo recognition, and keep track of it? You've got to be kidding me. So everybody's all up in arms over this stupid dot. You see, well, here we go. Is this man telling the truth? I don't know. You judge. Mailbox labels 2014. There it is. Somebody's hand. At the bottom of the mailbox is a little blue dot. You see a hand and a blue dot and a bunch of rocks down below. 100% proof FEMA mailbox labels, martial law 2014. Absolute 100% proof. Indisputable, undisputable. Whew, martial law will take effect by the end of 2014. Oh, that just makes me all kinds of tired inside. If you go outside, family, if it bothers you that much, go out there and look for a dot. If there's a darn dot on your mailbox, just take the stupid thing off. You know, there you go. Put an orange dot there and see what happens. Wow. Concord, New Hampshire, where that guy said Obama's an N-word. I hate that word, man. Hate that word, N-word. But anyway, Obama, Merkel, Obama. Isn't he the president of the United States? Yeah. Okay. Obama, Merkel, Merkel, the daughter, granddaughter of Hitler, by the way. Obama, Merkel, to display unity against Russia. Oh. Okay, well, my question is, how come then the government allows Spetsnaz throughout the United States? Why is that? And why do we allow China, who's a communist country, buy 257 foreign trade zones property in America, sovereign Chinese territory, America, yet we're hovering on World War III? Where's Ron Paul about this? Does he say anything about it, or is he under a blood oath not to? Is that how ridiculous this is? We're at World War III, speaking against Russia, and we let them in our country, and we train them. Nothing like training your enemy in World War III, huh? Yeah, and the Chinese, sovereign Chinese territory, hiring Americans to work for them, and they work for them, and we're going to war with China, communist China? Don't nobody see the absurdity of all this? Am I the only one? What's going on, man? How come somebody up there can't see how absurd this is? How ridiculous it is? You know, it's so absurd. Could it be? No, surely not. Let's see. What did John Douglas MacArthur say? Let's talk about first the Chicago Tribune in 1950. What did it say? Well, it said, quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present war. That was Korean War, 1950, unquote, Chicago Tribune, 1950. Now, in 1950, Korean War, China was communist, to say the least. Still is. Yeah. And Taiwan, which at that time was Formosa, was free China. Chiang Kai-shek, the free Chinese. And boy, they were exiled, and they didn't like it too much. So it's kind of interesting to note that Taiwan was Formosa back then was ready and willing to cross the channel and retake Red China. Our enemy, then and even today, supposedly. But that wasn't allowed to happen. You know why? Because our State Department, under control of the Vatican and Illuminati, Council of Foreign Relations, that the policy was the communists must never be removed from power. Quote General MacArthur, begin quote, the possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, Taiwan, which in effect protected Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men, unquote. So, according to the diaries of Douglas MacArthur and the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China, but he also ordered the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure it happened. They blockaded the free Chinese. Protected by U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea to aid an attack on the South and our own troops. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Frozen Chosen was caused by the United States, as ordered by the Vatican, Truman, Illuminati, Freemasons, the big agenda. And to continue on, they were desperate, Chiang Kai-shek was. So much so, he even offered the use of his troops to fight in South Korea. Okay, if I can't do that, so let me send you, well, I'll give you the exact quote. The exact quote comes from Douglas MacArthur. Quote, the Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans had crossed the 30th parallel, he then offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops, a division, pretty much, that would be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. The suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was at that time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force, but the American government would not tolerate such a move. Unquote. MacArthur. And it was controlled. The entire action was controlled by Konstantin Zinchenko of Russia. Controlled the activities in Korea. The true commander of U.S. forces was Russian. President Truman was only second command. I'm not going to go into Vietnam. That just downright just make you madder than Dickens. Family, I got evidence. I got quotes, dates, times, people, places. That's how the government really works. Now, they're going to tell you some of the same things, maybe not in so much detail, but they'll tell you the government's worthless and all this. That's pretty much what I'm telling you to an extent. But here's what I'm going to tell you, is that what they're doing it for is so you'll be so disgusted with government that you'll accept something better. And that something better is a new world order, which is 1,000 times worse. It's almost time for the Antichrist to come on the scene. It's going by the book. But they're not in control. God is. They're not. God allows this because we pull away from him. And we're pulling away every day. Arkansas, same-sex marriage. That's how they're getting it passed. Now Alaska is being identified. Boom, boom, boom. They're passing right through because they're under a blood oath to do so. In your legislature, in your government, judicial. Do you know that those at the highest level that take a blood oath on the Freemasonry swear to God to lie to you and to themselves? In the first degree, just starting off. If that's how, now, they can get a 33rd degree in a weekend if they're really important. But going through the degrees, judges, lawyers, doctors, some of them at the highest level, at Shriner's level, they swear on the Quran. There's a problem. They wear the red fez. That's about dipped in blood is what that means. The story behind it. The candidate of the first degree, even, toward the end of his initiation, kneels, assumes a position with his legs that symbolizes a Masonic square and compass. And the master says, the master mason says, "Mr. Benatz, you are now placed in proper position to take upon you the solemn oath or obligation of an entered apprentice, Mason, which I assure you is neither to affect your religion or politics." See, lying to him already. Anyway, "if you're willing to take it, repeat your name and say after me, quote, I, Jones, of my own free will and accord, and in the presence of Almighty God, they say, and this worshipful lodge of free and accepted Masons, dedicated to God, and help forth to the Holy Order of St. John, do hereby and hereon most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will always hell, ever conceal, and never reveal any part or any art or arts, point or points, of the secret arts and mysteries of ancient Freemasonry, which I have received, am about to receive, or may hereafter be instructed in to any person or persons in the known world," unquote. Now, I've got these quotes going back to 1952 and 1983. And then the oath to seal it, the blood oath of the first degree only, and I've got like three of them here, for the first, second, third degree, to keep secrets, says, "to all of which I do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear without the least equivocation, mental reservation, or evasion of mind in me, whatever binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, and my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me," and they say the word G-O-D, "and keep me steadfast and do performance the same," unquote. Now I've got the three, second degree and third degree. I'd say that when a judge takes these degrees and his oaths, I'd say that compromises his ability to be a judge. Well, duh. Am I getting my point across? So, and even today, South Korea says North Korea must disappear soon. Today. They're still fighting, right? It's set up back 1950s by design. You see what they've done? Even today, it's still being used. And Reagan lied. Tear down that wall, Gorbachev. They worked together. Just like Obama and Putin worked together. Reagan and Gorbachev work together. They're all part of the secret societies. Now you see my complaint, the reality of this situation we're in. There is a world conspiracy. It exists above and beyond. Dictatorships start wars because they need external enemies to exert internal control over their own people. Richard Pearl, the Prince of Darkness, he wrote. Did y'all get that? Dictatorships start wars because they need external enemies to exert internal control over their own people. That's how it really works. Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Churchill, Stalin, and Queen Elizabeth II, all second cousins. Adolf Hitler said, and I quote, "Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death." You see. And Hermann Göring, you know what that boy said? He said, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England nor, for that matter, in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. It's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is to tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for a lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country," unquote. We keep putting in secret society members, family. And then they get us all against each other. Martin Luther King figured this out. JFK figured this out. Bobby Kennedy figured this out. And Malcolm X, he knew a different way, but he also was against them. That's why they murdered all four of them in the 1960s. The Illuminati, Jesuits, Freemasons, murdered all four of those men. Real politicians. Ones that really had a cause. I didn't agree with Malcolm X's cause, but nevertheless, I respect him for his honesty, his discovery of Islam, what the real Islam is like. He came back and had the courage to change his approach. You see, they were going to use the 1960s black Muslims to link up with the Black Panthers and then to go against the KKK to start a civil war in 1960. Does that sound a little familiar? That was the purpose of it all. Martin Luther King figured this out too. That's why they had to kill him. Because they weren't playing games and playing ball with the globalists. But Abraham Lincoln, the reason they killed him, he broke loose from them. He said the following, I quote Abraham Lincoln, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of our noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits. Oh, that under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us." This is written by, this quote was brought in by Charles Chinqui, 50 years in the Church of Rome, the Wycliffe Press, dated 1885, page 388. I found that interesting, what I've just read. The North had not relied on a promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money in the arms of the Roman Catholics, they wouldn't attack us. Well, that sounds very interesting, and I'll tell you why. In the Korean War, see, they always cover both sides, y'all. In the Korean War, something similar happened. Well, there it is. A quote by General Lin Pao, P-I-A-O, who was a North Korean official that claims he had promises from Washington that MacArthur would not attack him. Quote, General Lin Pao, "I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my lines of supply and communications." Unquote. General Lin Pao was a general in the Red Chinese Army that fought against the United States and Korea. Now you all got it? Nothing new under the sun. You know that Joseph Martin, House Minority Leader, said in his dismay at the administration's apparent desire not to win the war in Korea, and the same would have happened, and it did happen in Vietnam. But Korea, he said, or expressed his desire against it in the war in Korea by such tactics are not allowing the bombing of strategic military targets. And Joseph Martin said, and I quote, "If we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys," unquote. Does that sound a little familiar to you? So they're going after Obama? What happened to Bush? What happened to FDR? What happened to when they allowed Gerald Ford to pardon Nixon when he planned a military coup? When Reagan planned a military coup, 1984-87, using a continuity of government in the time of emergency. Jack Brooks knew about that and tried to bring it out in a Iran-Contra affair. They hit it. Now you see what I'm talking about here? You know, one of the Americans who felt the American government had actually created the Castro movement, Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Castro was. And JFK figured this out, knew about it. He wasn't a Freemason, neither was Lincoln, by the way. So one of the Americans that felt that the American government had actually created the Castro movement and later imposed the Castro government down straight on the Cuban people was President Kennedy. And according to New York Times interview on December 11th, 1963, was printed some months or what, almost a month after he was assassinated. Several weeks after he was assassinated, actually, they printed the article. That President Kennedy gave an interview in which he quoted as saying, quote, "I think we spawned, constructed, entirely fabricated, without knowing it, the Castro movement." He was assassinated about 3 weeks before the Times printed the interview. Bay of Pigs was a failure. The missile crisis was a facade confirmed by Robert Kennedy. It was a false flag. It was a bunch of baloney. And John F. Kennedy in his memoirs confirmed this. They just went along with the program. They had to believe the CIA. They thought they were. Well, actually, I'll just read you the quote about Robert Kennedy. Quote, "The Central Intelligence Agency made a formal presentation to those in attendance at a White House meeting in the Cuban Missile Crisis by showing them photographs taken at various missile sites in Cuba. Robert Kennedy later wrote a book entitled 13 Days, in which he commented on those pictures. He wrote, 'I, for one, had to take their word for it. I examined the pictures carefully, and what I saw appeared to be no more than the clearing of a field for a farm or a basement of a house. I was relieved to hear later that this was the same reaction of virtually everyone at the meeting, including President Kennedy," unquote. Now y'all see my complaint here isn't about in the Agenda 21 or Bundy Ranch or March in Occupy Wall Street, American Spring, this, that, or the other. It's what the fire is. The fire of the house fire is being fought with a garden hose. Not even at the base of the fire. Nobody's getting anywhere with this because they got people all scattered, divided, and they got Knights of Malta. Is Colonel Riley a Knights of Malta? I don't know. I can answer that question. But you got the hierarchy that are pulling people out of the woodwork. Now, I don't know what will happen tomorrow or Saturday, Sunday, or whether Obama will play his role and he'll be given the cue. I'm going to resign, you know, because he's told to. And he'll say, okay, go ahead and play your cue, Obama. And then they bring in Ron Paul, who's a Rosicrucian. It's all just placating. That's all it is. Again. So, family, they lose anyway. This is not religion. This is a true conspiracy. That is heading toward a world government, as indicated in the Bible. It's really happening. They'll head toward some kind of impeachment or something, you know, proceedings. And, of course, that's almost hilarious. You know, I got a study here on impeachment and what it's been in the United States. You know, of the 35 attempts at impeachment, 9 have come to trial. Because it cripples Congress with a lengthy trial. Impeachment is infrequent. And you know, many officials, they see the writing on the wall. They resign rather than face the public scrutiny of a public trial. The most famous of cases was Richard Nixon, a Republican. And after 5 men hired by Nixon's reelection committee were caught burglarizing Democrat Party headquarters in Watergate, June 17th, 1972. What they didn't know was in February 1972, Nixon signed Executive Order 11647 to effectively divide the United States into 10 UN regions, 5 states each, to be controlled by a governor and 1 UN regional administrator. He balkanized America, getting ready for a coup attempt in September 1972. That's not talked about. But Nixon's behavior, his cover-up, the burglary, and refusal to turn over evidence, well, it led to the House Judiciary Committee, then to what? Issue 3 articles of impeachment on July the 30th, 1974. So the document indicted Nixon for illegal wiretapping, misuse of CIA, perjury, bribery, obstruction of justice, other abuse of executive power. Anything new under the sun here? No. In all this, the articles of impeachment summarize that, quote, Richard Nixon had acted in a manner contrary to his trust as president and subversive of constitutional government, to the great prejudice of the cause of law and justice, and to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Impeachment appeared inevitable, and Nixon resigned on August the 9th, 1974. And yet they still come out with Gerald Ford, who pardoned him. Man, they're so full of baloney. Not even funny. And about impeaching Obama, a little bit of a problem there. That some of these lawyers and judges and generals and something I guess don't know about. You see, there's basic premises adhered to by the people in the movement. These movements going on, that the people in the sovereign movement, we're talking of specifically, that the government is a corporation that functions as a federal government. It does not have to follow the Constitution. Also, it doesn't matter if Obama is not a natural born citizen, since it's a corporation that he's ahead of. So the corporation gets permission of the people to reign over them by deceit. It's done by wording of your birth certificates. I explained yesterday. Social Security cards, driving license, marriage license, IRS forms, other documents. You give permission. They always refer to the person all capital letters. So that means that the name represents a corporate entity. That's why you got to pay income tax. Because you're a corporate entity. Dummy corporation. That's how the corporation court gets its jurisdiction over us. The courts do not fly the real American flag. They use a military or admiralty flag. People don't realize this. So the theory goes like this. When you enter a U.S. courtroom, there's a military or admiralty flag flying, right? So the U.S. military does not have the protection of the Constitution. Neither does this apply to admiralty laws with ships at sea. So when you enter a courtroom and cross through that little wooden gate that they got there, and you go to the area where the plaintiff, the prosecutor, and defendant sit along the with a judge there and a court reporter and all that, you're entering a ship or a foreign country as evidenced by the admiralty or military flag. It flies. Thus, the Constitution really is not applicable. They just make you all think it is to placate you. The flaw with their scheme is that there's no full disclosure to the people about this. It's a brief, oversimplified synopsis of it I'm talking to you about. It's a scam. We're officially bankrupt as a country in 1788. Family, this is how governments really run. You know, and because they're under a blood oath, they don't tell you this stuff. When they go through Harvard and these places, they go through a blood oath. They're taking an oath against you. We're classified enemy combatants in 1933. They try to sell y'all gold. They have a National Defense Authorization Act. We go to martial law. They'll confiscate the darn gold. That's why I couldn't sell it on the other networks and broadcast. I couldn't legitimately, buy gold today. I'm going to sell y'all 10%, whatever. I couldn't do it. People kept asking me, Tom, you need to sell some of this. I said, but I never did do it. I couldn't do it and have a clear mind and conscience. Because I knew that when they go to martial law, they'll confiscate that gold or make it illegal to sell. I'm not going to sell that stuff. Make money or not, it's not right. At the same time, they talk about the National Defense Authorization Act. Well, that means they'll confiscate the darn gold. You see, it's not right. Doggone it. Oh, boy. Drive me crazy. But in any case, we've come a long way, and they're getting ready to finding out where our head's at. We're finding out what we'll do in a time of crisis. And I think now's a good time to play, to let you know how this works. And I've played this before, but I think now's a good time to find it. See, sometimes I put my broadcast together as I go along in my head, and then I come up with some of these details. And what comes to my mind is this is the reality of it that's trying to hide from you.
Lincoln was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason. And who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
Now, Oliver North is a Knight of Malta. Oops. All these things give people mixed messages, and people need to seek Jesus, because it is the will of the Almighty. Not because people are scared and need refuge, and these people irk me because every one of them believe they're invincible and put Jesus off, really. Because they're thinking, oh, it's only the Antichrist. It isn't Jesus yet. So if they continue their walk with Satan and dig their hole deeper, there's going to be a time that Jesus will stop his tallying. And all souls will be lost after this that don't follow him. No one knows when Jesus will be here. Man creates his own loss. Because wars and revolutions are forced upon the masses. That's us Goyim. It's a means by which the synagogue of Satan intend to make those they plot to subjugate, destroy their own forms of government, religion, so they can be enslaved under a Luciferian dictatorship. I got that by quote by Adam, there's another quote. That's not the quote, that's what I'm telling you, but there's a quote that confirms this in Morals and Dogma and Albert Pike. The only way to prevent them carrying out this diabolical plan to its logical conclusion is to refuse to become involved in any more wars and revolutions under any circumstances. This would require individuals to practice, as a Marine, it pains me to say it, but passive resistance to authorities who would force them into a war. As a Marine, it's contrary to what I'm taught and what I teach people to do, to fight and so forth and so on and all that, but this is what it boils down to in the situation we're in. I once held, at one time in my life, all conscientious objectors in contempt. I considered them cowards and traitors to the country and people who failed to appreciate the benefits of citizenship was given to them. But I realize now, after studying this Luciferian conspiracy from all the angles, what God really meant when he gave us a command, "Thou shalt not kill." He didn't qualify this command by saying killing on a mass scale or wars and revolutions could be justified. Adam Weishaupt, who completed this plan on May the 1st, 1776, was a Jesuit. Jim Jones, that was responsible for the murder of all those poor people, 900 of them, that most of the CIA massacred themselves, that's by the way. You ought to read the story about that. He was a Jesuit. Jim Jones was a Jesuit. It was a CIA experiment down there. They made sure nobody came back alive. Castro was a Jesuit. Jim Jones was a Jesuit. Those who direct the conspiracy want to usurp world domination. They shall proceed toward their golden peace. No. They will make us fight while they sit back and cheer on from the sidelines. And then again, Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. That's the time that this plan was completed in absolute excruciating detail. Briefed at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, 1782, when the Illuminati married the Masons in a formal marriage of sort. Oh, yeah. He said that those who direct the conspiracy shall arrange makers of sorts so that none, even the nations who are victorious in a war, shall benefit or annex additional territory. So can any informed person deny that this policy has not been followed to the letter in World Wars I and II, exactly as planned by Albert Pike, exactly, in 1873? Well, on the other hand, communism was then built up in size and strength beginning in the Korean War by design, as I told you earlier in summation. It's equal in power to the rest of the world. It always has been. It never failed. Reagan lied his butt off. He's an actor, and then all they do is lie. It is true that in revolutions that fomented to put communism where it stands today, still there, Islam is another fictitious alternate enemy. The masses, the Goyim, were made to fight each other, but those who worship power, like Lenin, never got involved in actual fighting except by accident. They were students of the Illuminati. I got more to say about this. Come about next week. A lot more detail I'm going to talk about next week. Let y'all know tonight, Bible study, we're going to talk about church members who make God sick. We're going to talk about tonight what is a real Christian and that Jesus is coming soon. Tonight, Bible study. More detail. What set this thing up? 1913, Federal Reserve Act. 1920, 7 years later, the League of Nations was formed in Geneva. 1920, 1921, the Royal Institute of National Affairs in London, Council of Foreign Relations in New York, branch organizations, Institute for Pacific Relations in New York, the Centre de l'Études de Politique Étrangère. Don't ask me to spell it. I cannot spell it. In Paris. Did y'all get that? Yeah. The Institute for, oh my gosh, AUSWARTIGE in Politik in Hamburg, Germany. 1944, Bretton Woods in New Hampshire. Oh, there's New Hampshire again. 1945, United Nations in New York, using the League of Nations as a model. Hello. 1954, the Bilderberg Group, Oosterbeek, the Netherlands. 1963-67, the implementation of the Iron Mountain Report and Commission. 1968, the Club of Rome, depopulation. And 3 years later, Kissinger and Haig, Alexander Haig, that liar, and Kissinger, that murderer. Depopulation plan, NSSM 200. 1973, Trilateral Commission, New York. Don't forget about NAFTA. Now you see how they work it. This is how government really works. Keep us all divided. The shadow government is Illuminati. Let y'all remind you all, we're also we're played up in highpointradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. He plays us randomly on his network. He's building it up, so y'all help him up there in New York, Pennsylvania. Give him a hand up there. He's got sponsors, and give him a call. John Kirkler, highpointradio.net. And KBLU Radio plays the simulcasts. Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio also does us. Thank you very much. Here at TalkStream Live, when y'all come in, if you could, hit that green bar and talk stream live. When my face pops up, there's a green bar at the right of it. Go ahead and click that. everybody do that when we have when you start off. Do it every hour. And I'm trying to see if I'm getting out to people. It does a kind of a voting thing or whatever. So put that on your calendar for Monday. A little late now. And every hour you hit that green bar. And let me see where we are. And moves us up or whatever and gets us out. That's all I care about is getting out. Getting out meaning putting it out, meaning talking to people. That's what I'm talking about. Now, we'll continue talking about this Monday, all next week, bring as much information as I can about this revolution nonsense and what they're setting y'all up for. If I thought any of this worked, I'd be right behind it, man. I'd be pushing it. But I like to go with what works. And I'm tired of being manipulated by these people playing these silly games. And I'm just fed up with it. So all I can do really is expose it. So that's what I'm doing. Maybe I need to increase my efforts somehow or another. Oh, I thought about the YouTube thing and uploading and downloading and all this kind of stuff. I may still do that. I'm not real computer savvy, but I know certain things here and there. So I'm trying to figure all this stuff out, but in any case, y'all have a good weekend. And family, they're going to lose no matter what they do. They lose. Keep that in mind. They've already lost it. They're just being fooled and placated themselves. Only through Jesus Christ is a supernatural event going on today. It is going by the book. You see, it really is. This is the bottom line. And the supernatural reigns. And that supernatural, that's God and Jesus Christ coming back. And God incarnated human flesh as Jesus Christ, down on the cross for our sins, rose again. He's coming back. And he's already defeated them anyway. We're just counting the casualties of those who reject Jesus. That's really the bottom line. All this other stuff is to keep you all busy, tied up, and scared. And little blue dots and green dots and red dots, whatever on your post office box. Utterly ridiculous. But family, don't worry about all that stuff. Worry about your soul and eternity. That's the most important thing. Always tell what they're going to pull off. You know, they got false flags and people die. But there's nothing they can do to win. It's impossible. Jesus already won. You have to decide whose side you're on. And stick with it. Y'all have a good night. Have a good weekend. And once I sign off here, website, watchmenforjesus.com, will continue on with its 24-hour loop. Visit my website, if you'd like, or my Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. And have my archives out, and I'll send them out to a distribution. And I'll be doing that this weekend. Okay, so y'all have a great weekend. Good night and God bless. And this is the Watchman signing out.
Came from everywhere, broke shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.